Poinsettias a growing trend at Christmas. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Do you want to buy the best, most long-lasting poinsettia and keep it looking great all season? USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
It's a beautiful plant. You know, it's nice to be able to get these out to the consumer.
That's Maryland nursery owner and poinsettia grower Gary Mangum. And certainly a lot of consumers are buying poinsettias. One reason is that growers have become much more efficient at growing them. That has brought prices down for consumers.
The plants that we grow, the 10-inch poinsettia, these finish at about 30 inches by 30 inches. It's a massive plant. And looking back 10 years, my brother in the floral business used to sell this plant for $55. Today, Home Depot sells it for around $15.
But even though you can get poinsettias for very little money, it would still be nice to make sure you're getting a good plant that'll hold up. However, your chances of doing that are much better today than just a few years ago. Kansas State University Extension plant expert Ward Upham, he says plant breeders have really done a good job creating hardier, easier to care for poinsettias.
Used to be very difficult to keep the leaves on them, used to be very difficult to keep the height down. New modern varieties are a whole lot easier to take care of, but we do still have to pay attention.
First, when you go out to buy poinsettias, pay attention to the flower part of the plant.
Not the bracts, but the flower on the inside. Look to see if those little flower parts in the middle of that kind of yellowish or yellowish green flower look fresh. If they have withered, if they have browned, then that poinsettia is a little bit further along than you want.
And to keep it good all through the holidays and even longer, Ward Upham says an important factor is the temperature in your home.
During the day, you want between 65 and 75 degrees, and at night, between 60 and 65.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And that long-standing belief that poinsettias are poisonous? Not true, so they are safe around pets and small children. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.